honestly thought this was going to go ahead. I was a bit surprised at the fact that the majority of Moreton Preston members voted against it. The majority of East Ulverston members voted for it. So I guess from your point of view, it's probably a little disappointing in some respects.
Yes, it is, in one way, because, as you know, we have got a shortage of players in the Ulverston area, and that's been well documented, especially by me, and we do need to probably lose a side.
Okay, so where does that leave you now? Will you be looking at possibly merging with another club? I mean, obviously you need the players. You struggled this year. You almost went under at the start of the season, in fact.
Yeah, no, definitely not this year, Martin. We're going full steam ahead now to rebuild this club, and we'll be going out looking for coaches and players. Yeah, and we'll be going flat out.
How tough was this year for you? I mean, we had COVID last year, and that was bad enough, but on top of that, you had real struggles this year with player numbers.
You know, it's been very difficult this year because we're a club that's used to a bit of success, and we have played finals probably for the last 10 years or more. So this year has been very difficult.
You had a couple of crisis meetings in the year before the season started, and there were a number of people that stuck up their hand and said, yes, we're going to play. So I guess you'll be going back to those, and even some of them that may have been in those earlier meetings that didn't commit to playing, and hoping to encourage them to get involved next year.
Yeah, we're certainly going through our list. We've got 95 players that was on our list from this year. Obviously, not all of them played. We'll be going through there and contacting them and trying to get as many of them back on board.
You touched on the fact that there's too many teams for the Ulverston District. It's been spoken about for quite a while, isn't it? But surely, you know, if things are going to progress, as you say, one or more clubs probably have to go.
Yeah, well, that's certainly my personal opinion, yes.
Yeah, and I guess everyone's saying, well, that they don't want it to be at our club or their club.
Yeah, that's probably the main sticking point.
Yeah,
I think down the track, something's got to give.
Yeah, and this merger that fell over on Thursday night actually wasn't proposed by your club, but you were approached by Moreton Preston to start off with.
That's definitely correct. We was approached by Moreton Preston Football Club.
And they haven't got problems with players, obviously, because they won the premiership, but they've got issues with volunteers, and I guess that's something that all clubs struggle with at some point.
Yeah, well, that's right. The problems I had was, we had the volunteers and they had the players, so I would have thought it would have been a good marriage, but they rallied up that way and they got a few more volunteers, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's good for them. But anyway, all the best of luck for next season. I know it's been a tough year or two for the East Ulverston Crows, and I wish you all the success for next year, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Martin.